As we enter a new year, are you feeling stuck? You've made resolutions before and you haven't been able to keep them. Well, stay tuned as podcast co-host and author Mike Sonneveld joins me. We'll talk about encouragement and hope on Encouragement Live.
Welcome to Encouragement Live, providing biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of practical life issues. Now here's your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
Thank you, Steve. And friend, it's so good to have you with us as live from studios located in First Christian Church of Wiley, Texas. Encouragement Communications presents Encouragement Live. Our mission is to provide biblically based encouragement and insight on a wide range of issues. Delighted to welcome a new guest tonight. Mike Sonneveld is a national speaker. He's the co-host of the Self-Evident podcast. He's a chief operating officer of Self-Evident Ministries, dean of the Revive School of Ministry, biblical education director at Revive Church, and founder of The Forged. And Mike, it's great to have you with me on the program and looking forward to this.
Thank you so much for having me. Me too. It's going to be fun.
Yes, it is. Jim Glagowski, a good friend, a member of our ministry team here, recommended you to me, and I'm delighted we were able to connect up. And as you've heard me say before, being yourself and having fun are really what it's all about on this radio program and offering encouragement to people. Now, you're passionate about the development of men in America and mentoring young adults to become fully actualized Christians who find their identities in Christ, ready to carry the kingdom of God forward. And you've recently written a book called Become Forged, Maximizing Masculinity. Talk about your passion and what led you to write that book.
Yeah, so that book, it's really based on, if you look in Thessalonians, Paul talks about we're three parts. We're body, soul, and spirit.
Yes,
so,
5:18.
Exactly. So if we define soul as the will, the desire, the personality, it really makes sense that, you know, we're made of three parts. And so what I wanted to do was, so often what we see is when we talk about developing men or developing boys into men, we may talk about the physical and, you know, fitness and pushing yourself in the physical, or we may talk about spiritual development, or we may talk about, you know, developing your mind and your skills. But I don't think there's a whole lot of talk about how do you develop all three. And so what I wanted to do is really build a toolbox for not just men, not just fathers with boys, but honestly, I wrote the book also to speak to mothers, you know, because if you're a mom and you've got a young boy, he's a different construction than what a young girl is. And it's not that there's not a lot of overlap, you know, but he's a unique construction. And so I wanted to build a toolbox that both fathers and mothers, even men who are like, look, I need to grow. I feel like I have not developed in certain areas. I really wanted to give something for all of them to use. So that was, that's honestly the genesis of the book.
Like the title, Become Forged. We need to be forged. I think about the proverb passage that says, iron sharpens iron, Proverbs 27:17. If you just joined us tonight, Mike Sonneveld is with me. I'm Don Hawkins. The toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. That's 855-586-5433. We're going to talk about how sometimes we get stuck making resolutions and then having trouble keeping those. Maybe some of you are there already. We're just into the new year, but somehow you're struggling with those New Year's resolutions. Mike will offer encouragement. Or maybe you're the parent, the father, or the mother of a boy. We have several fathers of boys in the studio with me tonight, and so all of us can benefit from this. If you'd like to give us a call, 855-586-5433.
That unwanted vehicle of yours might not take you anywhere, but it can drive encouragement and hope to listeners everywhere. Donate it to Encouragement Live, and we'll pick it up, even if it isn't running. We'll use it to fund this ministry. It's easy and free. Mention Encouragement Live when you call 855-500-RIDE. Get the eyesore out of your yard and donate that car today. Call 855-500-RIDE or encouragementlive.org.
Saji Lucas grew up in South India without Christ, but when he trusted the Savior, his family disowned him. His witness brought his entire family to Christ and led to the founding of Mission India, which trains hundreds of village missionaries each year. For a free copy of Saji's biography, Transform for a Purpose, and to learn more about Reaching Indians Ministries International, visit remi.org. That's remi.org. Thank you, friend, for joining us for Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. The toll-free number, 855-586-LIFE. Again, that's 855-586-5433. Would love to have you as part of the conversation. Mike Sonneveld is with me. Mike, tell us a little bit about Self-Evident Ministries, and I'm sure the podcast is somehow connected with that.
Absolutely. Self-Evident was founded by one of my, I really call him my brother, Massey Campos. He founded it about 8 years ago. And Self-Evident's goal is to teach about the biblical foundation of America. We're very passionate about the history, the founders, Constitution, limited government, and really God's role in the founding of America and how that's supposed to be structured and how it's supposed to take place. And so we have a passion to go out and minister wherever we go speak. Man, we want to pray for people. We want to speak to people. We want to share the gospel with people. But we also want to teach about God's hand today, not just back in the Bible times, not just 400 years ago. Like, God can still move today.
So yes, that's amen to that.
Self-Evident in a nutshell.
Yeah, and the podcast drops on Mondays and Fridays, I believe, about the middle of the day, and it's on Spotify, yep. YouTube, Facebook, Rumble, and Apple, and same place that places that my Encouragement for You podcast drops, and some other podcasts that we're friends with. So check those out. Podcasts are the thing these days, it seems. Great tool for people, no question about it. Mike, I want to come back to this thing of making New Year's resolutions and somehow discovering they've literally disappeared into the rearview mirror by the middle of January. How common is that?
Right. And I think sometimes the resolution gets a bad rap. I was talking to a group of men actually this morning, funny enough, and one of the things that I was saying is, okay, 2023 is done, and so now we're in 2024, and we've just started. This is the perfect time for us to shed off some old things, right? If there's some things we need to die to, now is the time to do it. And I think sometimes people get a little skittish about a resolution because, frankly, when we set resolutions, we swing for the rafters. We decide we're going to change everything possible in our life, and that's just not sustainable. And it's something that I think if somebody could really sit with the Lord and say, okay, Lord, what's one thing you want me to focus on with you to transform, and do it one thing at a time or one step at a time, they won't burn out and then fall apart on it. And I think that's really the first step on, if you're going to do a New Year's resolution, which I actually support, something that's tangible that you can bite off and chew, not the whole kitchen sink. You know?
It's not too late to make that one or two resolutions, maybe work them one at a time. As Mike Sonneveld mentioned, the toll-free number, if you'd like to talk with us about it, 855-586-5433. We'll be right back. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke, liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences, and with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Sat7 is Satellite Christian Television.
Dr. Rex Rogers, president of Sat7.
We broadcast throughout the Middle East and North Africa every day, 24/7, in Arabic, Farsi, and Turkish. Farsi is Iran. So we're speaking in the people's home and heart language. We're sharing the gospel.
To learn more or support this ministry, visit sat7usa.org. That's S-A-T, the number 7, USA.org.
Toni King on her new book, The Maze of Medicare.
I looked up on the internet how many books have biblical in regards to Medicare, and there was zero. And then God brought you into my life, and you helped me write The Maze of Medicare because we took Medicare and put scripture with it. Because people are stressed. They don't know what to do, where to turn.
You can order The Maze of Medicare at TonySays.com. That's T-O-N-I, TonySays.com. Welcome back to Encouragement Live. The music in the background produced by Brad Smithart, a member of our ministry team. And you can look up Brad Smithart online and order this and other Christian music that Brad has produced on the synthesizer. Great sound. By the way, prayer request, pray for Brad and Nikki, his wife. Brad has had COVID. He's beginning to get over it, but needs prayers. And also pray for Rodney and Beth, members of our team as well. Rodney Love and his wife Beth. They have two adult daughters, both of whom are in the hospital, neither of whom is doing very well. So let me encourage you to pray for those members of our team. And we're grateful for the team that we have here tonight. Danny and Mike and Rodney. Well, Rodney's not here with us tonight. Chris is with us tonight. Keith with us in control of the worship channel. And glad to have Mike Sonneveld with us talking about resolutions. You know, Mike, sometimes I like to recommend to people that instead of making that lengthy to-do list at the beginning of the year in connection with those resolutions, maybe the best thing to do is to make a to-don't list. Don't know if you've ever heard of that or not.
No, I haven't. I like that.
It kind of fits in with what you're suggesting, what you're recommending there. And because sometimes we do tend to bite off more than we can chew. That's been something that I've had to deal with from time to time. I started a project of cleaning out my office on Friday, and I thought I could do it in half a day. What I discovered is it took me almost a whole day to clean out half the office, and I still have the rest of that project to do. Don't know if you've ever been in that situation.
Right. Oh, absolutely. All the time, because I like to say that my eyes are bigger than my stomach, especially when it comes to getting things done.
So yes.
Last year, I did not follow my own advice last year, and I set too many resolutions, and several of them died out real quickly. So I won't make that mistake again this year.
Well, and I think that's important. And some of you are struggling with that already. You've set down those resolutions and you have good intentions. And this is a very common thing. And you would think we as Christians wouldn't have trouble with that. But Christians struggle in this kind of area as well, wouldn't you say?
Amen. Absolutely. I mean, we're still growing, right? We're on this journey. The Lord's leading us. We're growing. We're changing. We're transforming day to day, and so there's always something. And honestly, it becomes a fun journey. it's so much fun to walk with the Lord and grow each day. And then you can look back and see how much he's transformed you over the years or the decades. And so I look forward to knowing I'm not going to be the same person 5 years from now that I was, you know, today.
So maybe the goals need to be in the area of growth. And you identified from that passage in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, our whole being, spirit and soul and body. And by the way, I like the order that Paul put those in, that I think the spiritual is the place to start. But maybe to evaluate and maybe to have a goal in each one of those areas, would that be a workable approach, a strategy at this point?
I think very much so, because I think all three interact.
Yeah.
So your spirit interacts with your soul, and your soul interacts with your body, and your body interacts with the world. And so taking maybe a small goal for each one, I think is a real great way to see massive change just in a year's time. The thing is, people get scared because they think they have to go big, but maybe it's as simple as, hey, go for a walk every day. Read something that teaches you something.
Yeah.
And then also spend more time in prayer and scripture and spending time with the Lord. Those are three easy goals. They hit each aspect. And at the end of the year, it really adds up and provides a big change in your life.
Very good suggestions there from Mike Sonneveld, some reasonable, workable goals, goals that can be kept. And even if you've already set some ambitious goals and you've discovered you stumped your toe trying to carry those out, here's a place where you can go back and retool and move forward. 855-586-LIFE is our toll-free number, 855-586-5433. By the way, this broadcast and other Encouragement Live programs, including the program from next weekend with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, you can find the podcast of that at encouragementlive.org. Feel free to check that out, and we'd love to hear from you. You know, the world today seems to be increasingly more chaotic, Mike. We could say it's falling apart. And sometimes we get to a new year and things don't look so good. We don't have very much hope. How do we regain that hope when we're so busy looking at the circumstances and seeing how negative they are?
I think it's going to sound cliche, but I think every Christian's going to identify with this. And it truly is keeping eyes on Christ. And each of us is given a purpose. We're given a duty, right? We're supposed to be obedient to the will of God, and we're the hands and feet of Christ. And so when we keep our eyes on Christ and we keep faithful to what we've been asked to do, just even in our day-to-day, everything going on around us tends to feel a little less powerful, a little less significant, because, you know, again, as cliche as it may sound, looking at Peter when he's out walking on the water and the storm is tossing around him and the waves are high, he's got his eyes on Christ, and he's walking in faith. And it's when he starts to look at all of the storm and the issues and the problems going on around him that he starts to lose that faith, kind of start to sink. He's weakening. Now, the beauty of it is Christ reaches out, and Christ grabs a hold of him.
Yes.
And we can have such faith and assurance that Christ is not going to leave us or forsake us. And I think sometimes we get so tied up into the day-to-day of the political and the divide in the nation and the wars going on that we forget that we're his. We're part right. of his kingdom. We are sealed in him, and we can have assurance that he's got us one way or another. And all we have to do is be faithful in those small steps each day with him, and just walk it out with him, and you find a lot more peace and contentment in life.
Great counsel from Mike Sonneveldt, the Self-Evident Podcast. You can track that down, track down Mike's books, including Become Forged, Maximizing Masculinity. That's almost a tongue twister. Did you write that intentionally to be a tongue twister? You wouldn't put it past you,
yep.
A podcaster.
Say it 10 times fast.
Yeah, that, three times backwards, masculinity maximizing. So maybe I can do it that way. 855-586-5433. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to pray with you tonight. We'd love to encourage you. Encouragement is our middle name, and so we would love to hear from you. Encouragement Live, actually, it's our first name. So give us a call. Talk about it. We'd love to talk with you about those resolutions and about hope. And speaking of hope, Mike, there's another verse that I really like. It's found in 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 14. And I won't try to quote it right now, but basically it talks about hope as an absolute certainty about the future, based on an absolute certainty about the past. You know, we have a tendency to say, I hope my football team wins the national championship, which for those of us in Texas, or I'm from Alabama originally, that's a futile hope at this point. People from Michigan and Washington are still hoping, or some people hoping their pro team will win the Super Bowl. You know, that's not a certainty. But this absolute certainty about the future, one day we'll be in the presence of the Lord, and we won't have suffering, we won't have financial problems, we won't have pain, we won't have any of those kinds of things. And that's all because of an absolute certainty from the past. That is that our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, 3 days after he died on the cross, rose again from the dead to guarantee us eternal life. And you know, Mike, I can't help thinking we may be talking to someone tonight on one of our 185 or 190 stations that maybe has not come to the place in their life where they have that absolute certainty, that hope about that eternal future that we need to have. How can they come to that place of hope?
Right. I think every single person who does not have relationship with Christ needs to decide for themselves, can they get to heaven without Jesus?
Hmm.
And can they do it on their own? And we can't.
Yeah.
But the beautiful part of it is that he did everything he needed to himself,
yes,
on the cross for us. It was the ultimate act of love. And I think, you know, for those who are listening who they're really struggling and they don't know where to turn and life looks dark, or even those who are comfortable, Christ loved you so much that he gave up himself for us, so that we could be reunited with God, so that we could have relationship with God, so that we could have eternal life. But the only way to get that eternal life is through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one may come to the Father except through me. And so we have to decide, is that true? And frankly, it is. And I'm telling you, tonight's the night. If,
yes,
if you've wondered, if you've questioned, if you have not yet, tonight is the night to accept Christ, the gift he gave, and to follow him. And your life will never be the same, and that's a beautiful thing.
And what a wonderful way to start the new year. It's still early enough in the year. What a difference it can make to have that personal connection with Jesus Christ. Give us a call. Let us talk you through that and help you to come to that decision. We've done that with people before on the air. Would love to do that with you. The number is 855-586-5433. That's 855-586-LIFE. And we're going going to continue talking about New Year's resolutions as well. Maybe you've struggled with those. We want to be of encouragement, want to keep you from burning out on those New Year's resolutions. So you stay right with us. Again, the toll-free number, 855-586-433. Mike Sonneveldt is with me tonight. His podcast is called The Self-Evident Podcast. Check it out on Spotify, Apple, and other sources. We'll be right back.
Here's Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Being a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to us means expanding them without exposing them to unnecessary risk.
Losing a significant portion of your retirement savings can be a devastating blow, but many experience this when their money is kept in the market.
I recently had a conversation with an 80-year-old client. She had lost more than $100,000 of her retirement in less than 8 months, and it was all because her financial planner had left her money at risk in the market.
His Faithful Stewards shows people how to stop gambling with their retirement, how to earn double-digit interest, and to never risk losing their money in a market downturn.
Many people don't realize until it's too late that their retirement is at risk in most 401ks. They don't know that there's safer ways to grow money while still earning a double-digit return.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free self-assessment tool that helps you to see if you're on track with your finances at HisFaithfulStewards.com. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Dr. Frank Minerth was a pioneer in Christian counseling, and I had the privilege of working with him for several years.
Christian psychiatrist Dr. Tom Schoaf of the Hope Speaks Clinic in suburban Dallas.
I'm looking for Christian psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists who would be willing to join me in carrying on Dr. Minerth's legacy.
To learn about working with Dr. Schoaf and his team of Christian professionals at Hope Speaks Clinic, you may visit hopespeaks.com/opportunity.
When you need to consider independent or assisted living or memory care for a parent or spouse, Restoration Senior Living provides a distinctly Christian setting with the most stringent quality care. Restoration's innovative program addresses the medical, emotional, and spiritual dimensions, leading to an enhanced quality of life. You can learn more at restorationsl.com. That's restorationsl.com.
For over 30 years, Don Hawkins has provided radio encouragement with a variety of gifted guests. Now you can be encouraged by these interviews with guests like Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, Dr. Frank Minerth, Josh McDowell, and more. Subscribe to the weekly Encouragement for You podcast, dropping Wednesdays at lifeaudio.com or at your favorite podcast app.
Welcome back to Encouragement Live. Our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. Here again is your host, Don Hawkins, author of Master Discipleship Today.
So glad, friend, you've joined us tonight here on Encouragement Live, and hope your new year is off to a good start. And if for some reason it's not off to a real good start, Mike Sonneveldt and I would like to encourage you. Our first call tonight comes from Cornelius, listening in Louisiana. Go ahead, Cornelius. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Don and Mike, and Happy New Year to your audience, and we'll be praying for all the people you ask for and everything.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Amen.
Mike, I happen to be an African-American, and I was telling the call screener, I just made 63 yesterday on January the 5th.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Anyway.
Happy birthday.
And thank y'all, both of y'all. Anyway, what I was telling the call screener, I can remember as an African-American, we had the prayer, the pledge, the Negro National Anthem, and the National Anthem. Of course, the whites had the prayer and the pledge and the National Anthem. I think we lost a lot of stuff when we took that stuff out of schools. And my parents always regretted that, and my grandparents did too. And I just think we need to turn, just like y'all were saying, back to our biblical values, or we'll be turned into hell. So the best thing we can all do, and this is what I do, today's the sixth day, so there are 31 days in the month sometimes, and Proverbs has
31 chapters, yes.
Right, for each day. Then I read the Lord's Prayer, and then I read Psalm 91, which is the prayer of protection. So that's three good things we can start out the year with, praying, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and pray for the Jews over there. And one more thing I want to say, because I know there are other people that want to get on. There's a book out by David Kalumum called 365 Days of Fear Not. There are 365 Fear Nots in the Bible. We need to use that too. So God bless you, Don and Mike. I look forward to getting your book, Mike, and everything. And like I said, I hope and pray that your people, I made it through COVID, but my dad, a Korean War vet, tough as nails, 2020, COVID took him down.
Sorry to hear that.
He was 93 years old.
Well, he lived a good life, Cornelius, and we're thankful for you. I'm going to ask Mike to lead us in prayer for you. Mike, if you will, pray for Cornelius. He's off to a great start for the new year, giving us a good living example of reading those chapters in Proverbs, reading Psalm 91. And Psalm 90 is a great psalm to go along with that, wouldn't you agree?
Right, absolutely. And so, Lord, we just lift Cornelius up. Lord, I thank you for the wisdom you've given him. Lord, I thank you for the down-to-earth, sober-minded nature, yet total faith and reliance in you. And Father, I just pray now that you would continue to illuminate scripture for him that he can pass to others, Lord. And I pray that you would continue to grow his influence on the next generation, Lord, the passion that he has for that next generation to raise them up in your name. And Father, I just pray for those opportunities for him. I pray you support him and hold him close. And Lord, we just thank you so much for his passion for you and his passion for this nation. Lord, we love you and praise you. Amen.
Amen. Cornelius,
God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you. 855-586-5433. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Teresa's on the line listening in Georgia over AFR. Good evening, Teresa. Go ahead.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on. I just wanted to share, I listened to your program and really appreciate the hope that you guys bring
and the
information that you're talking about this evening on New Year's resolutions. I am I've spent my career as an teacher for children with disabilities, not just teacher, but I've worked in administration primarily in public schools, but also some private. And I just wanted to bring to the show this evening the hope that so many parents lack in how to navigate the special education process in the schools, how to get their children a meaningful education. And in 2012, I started an advocacy organization that is called New Hope Advocacy, and it's a nonprofit organization now, but what we hope to do and what I've been working on for a year is trying to provide a Christian-based vocational and therapeutic program for a lot of our children that suffer from trauma, that whose parents are struggling as well. And I just wanted to ask the gentleman here to pray for the organization. We're currently looking to not only provide a school for at-risk youth, but also a place where elderly have a home of their own instead of, like my parents did, die in a nursing home next to a bed of a stranger. And
what a vision you're sharing with us, Teresa. It is just, I think, an amazing vision, perfectly suited for 2024, and I'm very excited to hear this. My wife, Kathy, taught special ed for a number of years, and that's an incredibly challenging ministry, and yet one with great rewards, and certainly the parents need that help. Mike, I know you have some comments of encouragement for Teresa, and then would you lead us in prayer for her?
Yeah, absolutely. I was a dedicated substitute teacher for a while for special education. And it's a long game.
Yes.
That's the best way to put it. It's a dedicated long game. And Teresa, you got such a heart, and I love it. You've got a heart for the underserved. You've got a heart for the forgotten. You've got a heart for the underprivileged. You have such a pastoral heart, such a loving heart. And I bless you. And I speak to you encouragement right now of yes. Keep going. And I'm so proud of the vision you've got. And so we're going to pray for that because, man, the Lord just wants willing people. he's looking for those willing people, and you are such a willing person to use your hands and feet for him. So, Father, we pray blessing over her now and her organization. We pray the resources that are needed. And, Lord, we also pray the laborers. Lord, I just pray now that you would bring laborers around her. I pray that you would bring those opportunities around her that she needs. And Lord, we thank you so much for the vision that you have placed on her heart. And we thank you that you're going to get it done, Lord. We're so thankful that when you put the vision on our hearts to do your work, to do your will, that, Lord, you are good to do it. And so I thank you so much for just the joy in her life that you're blessing her with by being able to serve your children, Lord. Yes. Lord, we love you and praise you. Amen.
Amen. And Teresa, scripture reminds us, faithful is he who calls us, who also will bring it to pass. We will continue to pray for you. Thank you so much for sharing with us tonight.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. God bless you guys.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bless you.
Boy, what a challenge. And Mike, to learn that you were a substitute in special education, now that's a double whammy. You know, special ed teachers are those who really go through the ringer, and the substitutes. I was a substitute teacher, but not in special ed, and I also taught 7th and 8th grade math and English my first year out of college while I was pastoring a small church. And I want to tell you, that was pretty exciting. There were some interesting times that came along. I want to talk about Absolutely. Your book a little bit before we get back to the phones, Become Forged. Sure. You use the term forged. I think we all understand maximizing masculinity, but tell us about the term forged and where that comes from. We understand about forging iron, and we understand George Washington and Valley Forge, but what exactly did you have in mind as you wrote this book?
Right. I believe that men are forged. They don't grow. And what I mean by that is we don't just age into being a man. I believe we're forged into it. Mm. And it takes that process. And the thing is, I think men are built out of adversity. We're built out of challenge. We're built out of obstacles. And if you think about the forging process, what is it? It's getting metal heated up really hot and hammering it with a hammer.
Yeah.
And we can allow the Lord to do that process with us, and we can be a partner in that process by walking through it, or we can fight it, or we can run from it, or we can hide from it, or we can ignore it. And I believe that the best men are the ones who have been forged through life. And so often that forging process, it takes mentors, it takes long suffering and learning. But obviously, most importantly, I believe it takes walking with the Lord. I think you can build men who don't have the Lord, but you're only going to get so far.
Yeah.
And without that spiritual aspect, and I talk about it in the book, without that spiritual aspect, you're missing something, and there's eternal consequences to that.
What's the best way for a person to track down a copy of your book, Mike?
So they can get it on Amazon. Just search Become Forged, Michael Sonneveld. Or they can go to theselfevidenttruth.com They'll learn about self-evident, and then we've got the book in our website store as well.
Probably on that site would be a good place to find out more about your podcast, Self-Evident Podcast, and your partner, Matthew Camps, and learn a little more about that ministry as well. Again, theselfevidenttruth.com. Or you can track the book down on Amazon, which is how many people these days find books. And our toll-free number is 855-586-5433. So glad to have you with us on the broadcast tonight. I'm Don Hawkins, and encouraging you to stay right with us as we continue with Mike Sonneveldt. And want to remind you that next week, Dr. Erwin Lutzer will be here. We'll be talking about Israel and prophecy. So you'll want to be sure and join us for that. We'll look forward to having you every weekend at this time. Get that out on Encouragement Live. Hello, I'm Don Hawkins. As a grandparent, I've become increasingly concerned that our grandchildren are being exposed in school and through the media to woke liberal doctrines that will certainly undermine their Christian faith. That's why we've developed our Grand Coaching course, because I believe those of us who are Christian grandparents have the heart and conviction to help counter these evil influences. And with the skills and strategies in this course, with God's help, you can make a difference in the lives of your grandsons and granddaughters. While taking this course, you'll learn the basics of life coaching, the biblical foundation for Christian life coaching, the difference between coaching and counseling, and how to listen and ask cultivating questions to help your grandchildren make wise decisions. To learn more or sign up for the resources available, visit grandcoaching.org. That's one word, grandcoaching.org.
Here's Roxanne Intermule of HisFaithfulStewards.com.
Being a good steward of the resources God has entrusted to us means expanding them without exposing them to unnecessary risk.
Losing a significant portion of your retirement savings can be a devastating blow, but many experience this when their money is kept in the market.
I recently had a conversation with an 80-year-old client. She had lost more than $100,000 of her retirement in less than 8 months, and it was all because her financial planner had left her money at risk in the market.
His Faithful Stewards shows people how to stop gambling with their retirement, how to earn double-digit interest, and to never risk losing their money in a market downturn.
Many people don't realize until it's too late that their retirement is at risk in most 401ks. They don't know that there's safer ways to grow money while still earning a double-digit return.
His Faithful Stewards offers a free self-assessment tool that helps you to see if you're on track with your finances at HisFaithfulStewards.com. HisFaithfulStewards.com.
We are into the final segment of this edition of Encouragement Live. I'm Don Hawkins. Mike Sonneveldt is with me tonight. Mike is the co-host of the Self-Evident Podcast. He's the author of Become Forged, Maximizing Masculinity, and our toll-free number is 855-586-LIFE. If you'd like to get on the air with us tonight and talk with us about those New Year's resolutions or some specific thing going on in your life that we might be of encouragement to you about, we'd love to hear from you. 855-586-5433. Mike, I want to come back to this concept of forge, because it seems to me that this is a lot of what it takes for us to become men and even women of God, is that God works through the pressure. God works through the heat. I think about Job and all that he went through. And Job 23:10 is one of my favorite verses. It's a verse in which Job finally comes to the conclusion that God knows the way that he's taking. God has tested him, but he will come forth as gold. Now, that sounds very much like the forging process to me.
Yeah, and if we look at Scripture, often do we see the language of the burning off of the dross, or the purifying of the gold, or,
yes,
you know, and it's a, that process takes heat, it takes pressure, in our own lives, it takes pressure, it takes heat, it takes suffering, it takes adversity. And when we go through those times, those testings, we have a choice to make. We either lean into our faith in the Lord and lean into relying on Him, or we try to do it ourselves. And when we lean into faith, we lean into relying on Him, we learn something about how to have faith in Him and how to rely on Him the next go around, the next thing we have to do. And so our faith grows, but faith doesn't grow if it's never tested, if it's never pushed. A muscle doesn't grow unless it pushes and it strains. You know, the actual process of building muscle for your body is by breaking down that muscle, and then you recover and it grows back stronger.
Yeah.
And so when we go through these trials, our faith gets tested, but when we lean on Him, our faith grows a little bit more, so then we can handle the next thing, you know, and maybe the next thing's bigger, but we can handle it a little bit better because, man, we know the Lord's there with us.
And the beautiful thing is, if you've struggled and maybe didn't do so well on the previous test, the Lord does not abandon us. He said, "Lo, I'm with you always." And I think about James' words in James chapter 1, the testing or trying of your faith produces endurance or steadfastness. And then he goes on to say, let it have its maturing work so that you can be full grown and complete, not lacking in anything. And Mike, it sounds like that's something that God wants to do in every one of our lives. And that can include the spiritual, that can include the emotional, that can include the physical. To go back to the passage in 1 Thessalonians that you mentioned, what are some spiritual tests that people might be going through at this point?
I think the biggest one is really looking at everything going on around the nation. It can get very easy to get swept away in all of that.
Yes.
And what that produces is fear and anxiety and questioning and hunkering down. And I think this is the perfect time for us to lean into the Lord. And it doesn't matter whether it's finances in your life, it doesn't matter whether it's relationships, it doesn't matter whether it's health, all of these things, God's saying, will you have faith in me through this? Will you rely on me through this?
And
so when we go ahead.
No, I was just going to jump in there and say, as you were saying earlier about Peter, when he kept his eyes on the Lord, he was trusting in the Lord. He was walking on water. And sometimes life feels like we're walking on water and we may drown at any minute. But the reality is, if we're trusting in Him, He will sustain us.
Absolutely.
A lot to
and
be. Go ahead.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, no question about that. Emotionally, what are some of the tests that you're seeing people dealing with these days where we need to lean into the Lord?
I think emotionally, it harkens back to we're so inundated with bad news. We're hearing bad news constantly, whether it's the news, whether it's newspapers, commentators, social media, all of that. And it weighs on you. And so I would say, hey, where are we? What are we taking in, right? What are we allowing our ears and our eyes to take in? Because that weighs us down emotionally. And then we see other things in our life through that heightened emotional lens, right? So as we're carrying these emotions, then we look at our everyday and suddenly just the events in our house are heightened and they're more anxious. And instead, purging the noise of the world and taking in scripture, taking in prayer and quiet time with the Lord, and I think you're going to see your emotions will relax. You'll start to have more peace and contentment in your everyday, and I think that's so vital for people to do.
Absolutely, no question about it. And I think about the reference that Our earlier caller gave us Cornelius mentioning the 365 times in Scripture where it says, fear not. God wants to take our fear and replace it with faith. And if you'd like to talk with us, the number is 855-586-5433. Gail is listening in Arkansas tonight over AFR. Go ahead, Gail. Good to hear from you.
Good evening. Blessings to you all in the name of the Lord. I just thank God for being here on this station with you all tonight. I was just floating through the radio station and heard Cornelius talking earlier and another lady talking before him. And just wanted to ask you all to pray for me, and I am constantly praying for others. I'm glad to be saved and sanctified, but my thing is right now, my mind is going through so many things that's happening in my life, and I know it's not all about me, but when I'm trying to get that time with God, that special time that I used to have, I can't capture that time no more. It seems like it's just, my mind wanders into so many different places when I'm trying to spend that time with him.
Well, Gail, I'm so glad you called us tonight. I think that's a real challenge for a lot of us. And let's do two things. First of all, let me ask Mike to give you some practical encouragement about how to establish and have that quiet time with the Lord and tune out all of the other things. And then I will lead us in prayer on your behalf for that. Mike?
Right. Gail, first I want to say, you're not unique in this. And so that's a good thing, because there's so many people that deal with that. And it's one of those things that sometimes we put too much pressure on ourselves, that somehow we feel we don't love the Lord enough if our mind is wandering a little bit when we're trying to spend alone time, or if we're thinking about a lot of different things. A lot of us lead really busy, noisy lives. That's just the state of the age that we're in. But what I will say is, being disciplined in the process of spending that quiet time with him, and when those thoughts start to come in, when you start to get distracted, don't beat yourself down. Just reorient yourself, just like a little kid who's you know, sometimes I describe our bodies as a spoiled 5-year-old. So when your body gets distracted, just like a 5-year-old would, you just gently redirect yourself back to Scripture, back to praying, back to what you were talking to the Lord about. And you'll find over this process, over the weeks, over the months, that you're more focused. And maybe it's something as simple. I know for me, if I'm praying in my head, it's easier for me to get distracted. So when I'll go on a walk, I pray out loud.
I
go on a walk early morning, so there's nobody looking at me going like he's talking to himself, you know. But talking out loud while I'm going for a walk helps me focus on the Lord, and I don't get distracted as much. So maybe it's your environment, your surroundings that you could change. Maybe it's praying out loud. That'll help you kind of push away some of those distractions.
Yeah, that's great. Let me pray for you, Gail. Lord, you know exactly what Gail has been going through and the distractions that come into her life. And Lord, we understand that anxiety comes out of a distraction. But in reality, you can help us to focus on you. And my prayer is that she would do that she would carve out that time, Lord, where she would be able to relish that relationship with you, be able to cast her burden on the Lord and see you sustain her through this coming year. And Lord, I would pray as we come to the close of our program for Angela, who called in for prayer tonight, for her son and also for her church. I pray, Lord, that you would grant her request as she shared that in Louisiana and would bring that about for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. And Gail, Angela, thank you both for calling us. Mike, this has been great to have you on the broadcast tonight. I've really enjoyed getting to know you and getting to spend some time with you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, sir. I appreciate it. This was fun.
It has been fun and been a real joy. Once again, Mike is regularly heard on the Self-Evident podcast. You can check that out twice a week. It's available on Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, Apple, and some other places like Facebook. And we appreciate that as well. I want to remind you that our broadcasts are all available archived